Mike Tagubin, Maranatha, and welcome to another few moments of Bible study together. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad that you've decided to join us for a few moments of Bible study together as we're looking into the book of Genesis, chapter 32, and we're considering this subject of rejection and how that God desires for our lives to come under His control, that He might deliver us from the effects that rejection has had in our lives, and that we might become all that God desires for us to be, that our life might be fruitful, that our life might be productive, that the hang-ups that rejection has caused might be overcome, that we might be delivered from those hang-ups, and that we might find our acceptance in the Lord God. That we would not seek for man's acceptance, but that we would seek for God's full, complete acceptance, which is already available to us, if we will just accept it and believe it, by faith claim it, and live accordingly. Oh, beloved, rejection is going to be something we're going to see all the days of our life, because we're living in a world that's filled with rejection. We're living in a world that's seeking acceptance through its own manipulative ways, through its own efforts, through its own seductive and sensual ways. But, beloved, true acceptance is only found through Almighty God and coming God's way. Thus we see here that Jacob has struggled. And in our last study, we noted how that Jacob met with God and wrestled with the Lord. Perhaps you're wrestling with the Lord. Perhaps you're wrestling with God's will for your life. Or perhaps you've never come to know the Lord as your Savior. Perhaps you've never experienced God's acceptance and the joy and the blessing and the peace of His forgiveness and being accepted by Almighty God. As long as you reject His invitation of forgiveness, as long as you reject His salvation, you, beloved, are going to be miserable and wretched, and if you die in that condition, you'll spend eternity in rejection, separated from Almighty God because of your sin. But God loves you, and God's made a way by which you can be accepted and cleansed and delivered and set free and know freedom and deliverance from rejection if you'll come God's way and if you'll be willing to accept God's way and to do things God's way instead of struggling in the energy of the flesh. Oh, it's such a privilege to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was such a life-changing experience for me that though it was over 65 years ago, I still remember it as clearly as though it were yesterday. I was just a young lad, but I remember so well that day that I met Jesus Christ, the day that His Holy Spirit entered into my spirit. I became a new person, a new creation. Old things passed away. All things became new. It was a glorious day that I was born into the family of God and delivered from the bondage and the burden of sin. Oh, beloved, I've had to grow since then. I was just a babe in spiritual understanding. And I've had to go through many different experiences to teach me God's way and to draw me to Himself. but I remember an experience I had back in 70 when I came to the end of struggling and striving to serve God in my own strength and in my own ability. And I remember kneeling beside the bed and telling the Lord He could do with me, in me, and through me whatever He wanted to do, no matter what it cost, no matter what it involved, no matter what it might mean. And, beloved, God took me at my word, and God began to do in and through my life things that I never imagined and never dreamed that He would do to His honor, His glory, His praise, and my joy, I might also mention. For my life has been so rich and so full and so abundant and so richly blessed since that time when I yielded fully and completely to Him. Yes, I've had to seek the filling of the Holy Spirit on a regular basis, but He has always granted and taken my life and worked in it for His honor, His glory, and His praise. O beloved, let the Lord have His way in your life every day. There's no peace, there's no joy, until the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hand. Rest secure in His plan. Let the Lord have His way. Well, that's what Jacob learned to do. That's what the Apostle Paul learned to do. And so what was the result? Jacob was fearful and afraid and wondering what would be the future. And verse 32 of Genesis 32, "Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank." Verse 33, or chapter 33, verse 1, "Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them, and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, Esau did, and said, Who are those with thee? And Jacob said, The children which God hath graciously given thy servant." Notice the words of Jacob, "thy servant." Jacob's no longer trying to be arrogant, no longer trying to operate in his own strength, in his own energy. "Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves, and after came Joseph near, and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, What meanest thou by all this drove which I met? Esau asking Jacob, and Jacob said, These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother, keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me." Oh, yes, thou wast pleased with me. Yes, how happy Jacob is that Esau is accepting him, that Esau is receiving him. And he said, "Seeing your face is like seeing the face of God, because you were pleased with me. You accepted me. Oh, what joy to be accepted and to be received by his brother who had been going to kill him. And so we see that Jacob is received and accepted by Esau, and Esau returns ahead of Jacob, and Jacob follows afterward. And so verse 16, Esau returned that day on the way unto Seir, and Jacob journeyed to Succoth and built him a house, and made booths for his cattle, and therefore the name of the place is called Succoth. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan-Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar, and called it El Eloha Israel, claiming by faith Jacob's act of faith, appropriating his new name, and he claims the God of Israel, Elohim, in this new sense as the God through whom alone he could walk according to his new name. By faith, he claims this name, his name that God gave to him. And thus he named this place in the name of God and himself, acknowledging that by faith he was going to become the man God desired for him to be. O beloved, man, because of sin, was ejected from the paradise of Eden and thus separated from God, the holiness of God rejected man's sinfulness, but the love of God made the way, the Lord Jesus Christ, for man to be set free from the bondage of sin, to become righteous, and to be accepted by Almighty God. We find these wonderful truths found in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and verse 30, and we will go there next time, and we will consider what it means to be accepted by God, and how we are made accepted through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I hope you'll join us for the next Bible study together. Until then, goodbye.